shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
All right, we just saw a good play from the defense. Now I got to show you a not-so-good play offensively. But this could have been avoided. Simply, this is the big fourth-and-one play that we had here in the fourth quarter. And they're actually going to blitz this linebacker, who is Anthony Barr. He's going to blitz right through here. But I want you to focus on, we have five offensive linemen right here. They're only blitzing one, two, three, four. And here's the fifth guy coming in. So by numbers rule, we should be able to pick up all five of these defenders that are blitzing. What happens is there's bad communication between a guard and the center. Whenever you have a guy come up in the A gap or the B gap, they have to communicate and say, all right, this is what we got to do. We got to squeeze it so that you always protect the closest man to the quarterback. And right now, this guy's going to be the closest man to the quarterback. They should squeeze this right here, and the center should take this nose guard, and the guard right here with Levitre should take this blitzing linebacker. So as the play starts, you're going to see he come up and blitz. And now you see we have five guys. It should be one, two, three, four on five, and we should be protected. And I think that's why Matt held onto the football, because it's 5-on-5. He feels like we should be protected and I should be able to get this football out. But because of the lack of communication, one guy thinks somebody else has him, and now Levitre is late coming off. And now we have what we have is the sack fumble coming off the edge. And just an unfortunate play up front because it was 4th-and-1. It happened so fast. It should have been picked up. And we're going to watch it from his back angle one more time. And you see the center, he tries to pass it off, but the guard has to be a little bit quicker coming off. And by the time he figures out, hey, that's my guy, it's a little bit too late. And you see Matt has time if he pick it up. He probably is a good completion. But other than that, just not a very sound play up front. The guys have to communicate a little bit better. We had it picked up. We had it blocked right. Had five guys to block five guys, so it should have been picked up and should have picked up for a first down. All right. Sorry, guys. Unfortunate play there, but there's still a lot more season to go. Falcons are still in it and looking forward to this game next week versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. Thank you guys for joining me for the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. It's been fun. I'll see you guys next week.